to keep it going, we took a minimum amount of $10,000 a month. However, we were getting $10,000 a month, but to finish the building, we require more per month. $10,000 is just the most minimum amount, just to keep it going. Yes, but that is going for maintenance. I give $20,000 a month now. Well, that includes agriculture, the guru pool, everything. It includes everything.
Actual maintenance about 8 or 10,000. Other things, landscaping and other things.
Landscape. We built you a very wonderful park, very nice park. We've also put a walkway around the ghat with stairs.
What did you put his hand? Our big brother.
That's what I was going to tell first. So, what happened was that the application was given to the two secretaries, and their board of residents that had gone from them to Mr. Todry, who in turn had sent from the commissioner sent to the district magistrate. The commissioner sent to the district magistrate. The district magistrate, he gave a favorable reply. Favorable reply. He said that this is a good project to help the district. He only said that they could maybe get 300 acres instead of 350. Or like that, he would do something. Then I went back again. Commissioner was a Christian. He's the one I mentioned. He wrote a bad report. Then when Chaudhry got it, he wrote a very good report. He said that there's no question of Hindu or Muslim. He said, just right here in Bangkok, we have that one big Christian temple. That is a, Taj Mahal. This is no longer any type of religious. This is for all mankind. Similarly, Mayapur will be a monument for the whole mankind. For the whole world. So, he gave a very good statement. Yes, that went to the secretary again, who had to give it to the chief minister. The chief minister, he does not have a good opinion. He did not have a good opinion of our society.
Yes. Who is the chief minister?
Siddhartha Sankarai.
He's very smart, man.
He's a very expert. One of the chief politicians. He is the education minister of Indira Gandhi. He's one of her right-hand men.
Very important for Bengal. Huh? Bengal is the most important state, and he has very prominent position to the prime minister as advisor.
So at that time, he had written, I couldn't write in the letter, he had written that something which made Mr. Chaudhry very angry. He wrote something which made Mr. Chaudhry very angry. Made also the chief secretary angry. He wrote,
Who wrote?
The chief minister wrote.
Yes.
He said, because of the impassion, he said, I would have refused this application. Except for the impassioned appeal of one of my senior officers, namely Mr. Chaudhry. They're asking for 300 acres of land, but the East India Company, they asked for only 20 acres of land, and they have conquered the whole of India. The East India Company, they have asked for only 20 acres of land. But they have conquered the whole of India.
They ruled India for 200 years.
They ruled India for 200 years.
Who said?
The chief minister wrote that the East India Company purchased 20 acres of land and ruled India for 200 years. That was his reply to our application.
Chief minister said?
Yes. They're afraid that by taking this, we will rule India.
And he has a very similar statement. That was a frivolous statement.
That's that. Ruling upon India. Politically. rules.
Oh, we're not politicians?
That's
the point. That's why even the chief secretary, he became...
They didn't take it seriously. The chief secretary and Mr. Chody did not take that very seriously, that comment.
That, it didn't enter.
It's a frivolous comment.
Colbert, that's when, 1 month ago, Senator Colbert, then he said, let there be more inquiries on the nature of the society and the source of funds, etc. In the meantime, many people have come and inquired about our society, CID,
also the industrial. What industrial can be in? They wanted to know how we will arrange for so many work for so many people.
I met them there.
They wanted to know, how will you get everyone to work? They said many from many different governmental departments came inquiring, how do you do this? And they all went away satisfied. We showed them the handloom, we showed them the moshala, we showed them the children. Even Harun Kanti Ghosh, he came and we lined up 50 children and they went to Kira Gyan and he almost started crying. He liked it so much. He said, oh, you have done so nicely with the children. They were impressed with the work.
So, then Mr. Soja, he was put down. But he said, I have not yet lost hope. He said, I have not yet lost hope. He said, but he was put down a bit. That night, he personally talked to the minister of Nadia, Anandamoha Ishwar, who I first met last year. And he was telling him that for Nadia, he should sponsor this. Even if they make it a political issue with the chief minister, he should push it through. In the meantime, I wrote an application to Harun Kanti Ghosh, who up to now we hadn't had. Because it already passed all the preliminaries. And I went to go to him. I told him that it's already passed all the government stages. Now simply the chief minister has to be convinced. He said, no, no, you are pretty secretary. Yeah. There is no doubt about this. Because I would immediately tell him. He called up the chief secretary. The chief minister was out there. Later on, he talked to the chief minister. Next time I saw Mr. Chaudhry, before that he told me, that's what he told me, that maybe Prabhupada should see the chief minister. Before that, he told me that maybe he should see the chief minister. No, he said it's not necessary. He likes to reply. After that, I saw Mr. Chaudhry, then I saw Chaudhry again a week later. At that time, he said, now everything has changed. He said, now, the chief minister, that's all in the south. He has written that, let Mr. Chaudhry make the decision. Let him make the decision. But I do not simply take the decision. They all say I am biased. I must work in the ordinary ways of the government. But there is no trouble now. You waited so long, you wait another 30 or 60 days. You wait another 60 days, and then you'll get it. Yeah?
Huh?
He spoke to me this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. The past week, again, I saw him just before that last week. And I asked him, and I gave an invitation to that last week. And that time, he told me that that was after this battle of the city. He told me now that this battle of the city, I think it has given us some benefit.
They hand you down a schedule for a lecture. I said, you're not lecturing.
Tomorrow. Go ahead. And I asked him what the
Special advisors to the Prime Minister are in Mayapur now investigating to make sure
some of the local people that were working with the petition, they came and told me that some people from Delhi or outside were inquiring about us, about Baba Nandagosham, about Jai Kitaga, about this project, about how the devotees are dealing with the public.
From the central government because they don't know us. But the state government, they are very favorable. Everyone we've met within the state, they like us very much. They like the society, they like your work. And of course, they like your books.
The local police intelligence officer in Krishnagar, when I went to see him, he told me, Gami Tumate, Bharati Nagari, Puridichi. Ani Puridichi. He like that, he told me. Definitely, I make an Indian citizen. So they're favorable. I don't know how much they can do. Locally, they're favorable.
Now, on the weekend, we have tours of the building. Many groups of people come. 50 in a group sometimes. Come and visit.
Tourists.
Yes, tours. And we take them on tour of the building. That's Subhas. He takes them on tour and he gives them teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are coming.
Subhas is in charge of that.
Yeah, he does.
Others are there also. Yeah.
Yes.
My new boy is very good. He's
short.
He's short guy. He's also dancing. He's a little more strong than Subhas. Also new.
Very helpful.
What is the flood situation?
Flood situation?
Very mild monsoon this year. Almost drought. Almost. Very mild. Very little rain.
Rain is not very strong.
No. The monsoon is not strong.
Our crop has been hampered because of lack of rain and early monsoon. Only in the past week has been little rain. Otherwise, before, there has been very little rain. Not fully drought.
But less rain than previous
years. Everything is very green and nice. But so far, agriculture is concerned.
It is like more rain.
It requires more rain and early cut. Right now, the river is full, but it's not full. It's full. Mr. George, he was interested. When, at that time when the chief minister wrote that, then he wrote this, that if you were to see this chief minister, then this type of letter could be submitted, and he would definitely see it. Although it's not necessary to see it. Because there'll be so many government things. At that time, I can work for you as your permanent advisor and go to Delhi here and there and do all the work. I think he wants a job.
I thought that Mr. Chaudhary would do everything. But that is not the position.
How much is the money? Actually, he's trying to say that he did everything. But I think that when Mr. Chaudhary comes, he goes. That cleared up that matter with chief minister, that cleared that up. As far as the other lower secretary matter, Mr. Chaudhary did everything. The chief minister's out. I think Chaudhary helped clear that up. That's the only thing that he couldn't change the mind of the chief. Otherwise, he did everything else.
He came on the last Ekadasi. This last Ekadasi, what, 10 days ago? 7 days ago, he came for the Ekadasi to Mayapur. Just to see. Karu Panti goes. He took prasad, he took the Ekadasi, and he liked it very much.
I did saw him also just before Jan Mas. He was so very capable there. He talked for about an hour and a half. He introduced me to all the MLAs of the 24 Parkhead. When I go preaching, and I go the government, MLA, and Congress people, they also help me. They arrange sometimes places to stay and free programs. And they protect that no people cause us any disturbance. Although we don't.
Our God brothers.
The God brothers. Actually,
opposite.
Subhash made a very bad mistake. We invited him. Sent him over to invite Sridhar Swami for Janmashtami as a show of respect. But when he went there, then Sridhar Swami, he's not so clever boy. So Sridhar Swami asked him, said, oh, what about your land acquisition? What does he know about land acquisition? We never discussed anything with him. We can only go by hearsay or anything. So the Subhash Pado was in the hands of the chief minister, to which I reprimand him, you should have denied any knowledge of the matter at all. Why you don't have any information? But they are very interested in these things. And they're still trying to stop it, but I don't think they have the power. They are the ones who have raised up that first position. That surrendered our sending and others. They are behind that. They themselves were in the market trying to get petition again, so no one was trying for them. We made a little political because in Mayapur now, we've got 70% of the people are in our favor strongly, and only a minority are actively opposed. 1% even. And now 30% are doubt. So much so that even I saw recently the NLA was previously against us. And when I saw him, I invited him for Janmashtami, and he said, what about our program for bridge? I said, oh yes, I discussed it with the Prabhupada. He suggested having a floating bridge to Navajo. That would be very short, very easily done with least expense. And he said, anyway, next time you come to Navajo, you can discuss with me. I'm ready to help you in all ways. So he signed his mind around. The MLA, the local member of legislative assembly, he was seriously a little against us. But because our whole Anshul is for us, if he doesn't cooperate, he won't get their votes. They want to develop in their area. Also, the changes that everyone is saying that our society is simply doing, it's computer work. But this food distribution is very important. But now the price of rice has gone up by about 8 paisa, from 2 rupees to 280. So the poor class of people, they're in a very bad situation. So now our attendance has gone up from 1,200 to 2,000 on that Saturday and Sunday day. So we have 2 shifts. So many people are coming that they come from 10 o'clock in the morning and wait, because otherwise they can't get a boat in time across the river. So then we were very surprised to read in a recent newsletter from LA that they're going to restart the food duty, but we never knew it stopped. We never knew that they had stopped the food duty. We saw that they go to the east and we're going to restart. We never stopped. And we were very surprised to see them. And now they say,
who says?
Rameshwar.
To maintain this food relief from the centers only requires, what, $1,500 a month?
Something like that. Yeah.
About $1,500 is so little amount, and so much service is done.
Yeah.
So I know Kamal, he was giving $1,000, but he has stopped now. He was giving $1,000 a month. Now he has stopped.
Ramesh, he wrote him a letter that Jayapadaka Swami said he sent money for his son Putin, and he told me that I'm sending you, I have $4,000. And which he sent. And of that we have we had already sent 36,000 rupees in debt because he hasn't received money for 6 months. And but he wrote in the newsletter to the temple that Prabhupada has told me to send money to Jayapadaka Swami. And now we're going to start again this Sanskriti. But that was it, like that was making it appear that we had stopped. But actually, we never stopped. Ramishwar had stopped collecting from the temple. But we had never stopped.
Anyway, you collect something.
So anyway, your program, everyone is appreciating. When the newspaper event came out, at that time the Black Development Officer, he came there, and when the newspaper men were there, he sat down with all these poor people, and he took all sorts. This is very good. This is our national service. And they photographed. Here.
Still though, because of these articles, it has been a little bit hard to secure money from people now. Because the people who are giving us money, they are under investigation also. The rich people. So when they see we are under investigation, oh, then they get afraid. They don't want to give.
What?
Because we're under investigation. And they're also being investigated. So they don't want to endanger the other nations every day raiding the houses of the rich people.
What did you do with you?
They're being investigated for income tax.
For income tax.
They're being investigated because
the government is making it so that no one can give any donations. They don't want any more donations. They want everything to come to the government. So it's not easy to get money locally. We are getting enough to do maintenance, but it is not like it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago when you could get 25,000, 15,000. Especially in Calcutta, where the income tax, every day, they are raiding the houses.
And if people give a life, they could remember 2,222. If they're not so big, they want to give the installments. Even though they'll give it one time, but post it with, they want different receipts. Because if they give one lump sum, they need to think that they're very rich. They want to dip. Although they'll give you at one time, they want small receipts. So that the income tax won't think they're giving all, they're giving so much donation, they must be very rich, they must have $1 million, which we can capture from them by investigation. So in this way, they're very much pressurized. Sometimes
it's prefer
to get money without
the seat. Our program is going on.
No, it's going on more. The food distribution is going on more. More people are joining. There's no hindrance.
That's right.
These are simply minor obstacles.
So the Prabhupada, Palika was just wondering if you wanted anything tonight.
One parotha.
Oh. Just
potatoes
and tomato?
Yes, tomato, potato,
and vegetables. House.
Huh?
Your house. It is, you have not decided where you want to put your house.
I wanted that it is mega project. What is it?
That's the big land we acquired and pick the best place.
Huh?
That's the whole land we acquired and then pick the best place. Hmm? We wanted to wait for the whole land to be acquired. and then pick the best place.
Yes. Not I want, but you are the lecturer.
For the most time, yes. Mm.
All the time we have taken the land. But, wrong. What is it?
Well, it's become congested there now. We have, what, 125 people now? 138 people are living there. Women, children, there's 50 children now. So that place is now, the front has become somewhat congested with noise and children.
What about the painting?
Painting is going on.
Oh, yeah. And then about I went to Haridas Fort as soon as I received your letter. The Prabhu's group was there making arrangements for the Janmashtami festival. So I spoke to all those people for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And the man is in the name of the Jamindar, Mr. Ghosh family. There's 14 members who have to sign. So in Haridas Fort, 9 members are living. And they're all agreed for signing. They said the other 5 members is in Calcutta. Once they sign the deed, they'll also sign. There's no doubt. Because that's not even in their possession, that's in the public's possession. And all the public, Anshu Pradhan and all the other leaders of that village, they're also all eager to have us start. I think that we can also raise some money in the neighborhood. There's some relatively rich people. So that I was trying to register that before I came here. But because Monday is that Jamindar has a one hot. That's his hot day is Monday. So he was busy. And Tuesday was Janmashtami by the government of West Bengal. And Wednesday was our Janmashtami and Haridaspur Janmashtami. And I was coming here today, Thursday, so he couldn't do it beforehand. But as soon as I go back, I can register that. And but someone should immediately come, Murthy or Surabha, someone, and I see that man.
Yes, I can see that man.
Because actually, just by getting a site plan, you can't make a plan because that's a high area. Then it goes down to the river. So the land, from our land to the river, that is also under our use. That is kash coming. That is no man's land, but that we can also use. And there has to be some strengthening and so that when the river and rain cannot wear away the site. So these details they should come and see and then they can make a proper plan, I think. Without seeing they can't make. But it's a very small area. It should be very well planned. And the local people there, they're very innocent people. When they don't seem to have any type of enmity or envy at all. They all come and chant and see. Although they don't strictly follow the rules, naturally, they eat fish and other things and smoke. But they seem to be simple people. If someone would work with them, I think he could make the whole village gradually Krishna conscious.
Yeah.
But who that people person is right now to work, then we have to train up some of our men. Because right now...
He can do, Swarup.
He can do.
He can take training, and he can do.
Yes.
And then gradually the others should do.
And I think all the children, they could become brahmacharis. Mm-hmm. The parents are, would be agreeable. They could become brahmacharis and attend morning some class and go to school. In this way, if the whole village should be made Krishna conscious, at least by chanting, attending chanting and...
Chanting is the main thing.
Then?
Chanting and distributing prasad.
If we give prasad, then... And I think that they all contribute some grain. They're very poor agricultural people. But there's just no theft there. I ask. This one man wants to have 3 acres, 3 gigas of land he's giving. So they just grow their rice there. And
then after, instead of making powder, I like khichdi in the morning.
That is that sabji and everything?
No, sabji can make.
Oh.
Khichdi instead of powder. As she made in the morning.
Khichdi in the khichdi.
He wants some khichdi and the potato.
Put in the khichdi and tomato.
Oh,
okay. Like in the morning.
Yeah. Do you want anything like puri or anything to eat with it?
No.
Just khichdi with the vegetable.
Mm. That is the easy vegetable.
Suggestion is not...
Huh?
Suggestion is not good now.
This will help digestion. This
yes.
medicine.
Yes.
There's ginger, I think.
No. This is adwan. My only concern is about the English and the party. We are very evil. Now you go. So, they are making so busy everywhere. If my foreign disciples are forced to go out, then that is not.
Well, as far as myself, of course, I was supposed to leave yesterday, but there's a very easy process. You can come in and out and stay 6 months.
That's next plan. That means
yes.
Otherwise, we are making so busy this plan, very much.
For that matter, we can get even the American citizens, they can get outside by various means.
Yes.
We can get Canadian or English passport.
But even then, we can go to Lahore, get a visa 3 months, come in, but you can stay 6 months, then go out again, get another visa, come in and out. There's no problem. We've already done that with some of the other
guys. I know such a
right. Also,
Alexander the Great, having so many China. And that's my
brother. If you would write a letter, I think if you wrote a letter to Brahmananda Reddy and that Mr. Mehta, the deputy or assistant, whatever, minister, that regarding these questions coming in the Rajya Sabha about the this Mayapur and Vrindavan, actually these two centers are my, I am Sanandana Acharya of these centers. And the people working there are not independent of me. I have asked them to come for assisting me. Then if a letter like that is written to them, then send me one copy. That will help the immigration also, I think.
Also, another investigation. We're always asked, where is your headquarters?
And that our headquarters is in India.
It must be always stated our headquarters are India. If we say foreign, that means we are controlled by foreign.
No.
We must publish everywhere that our...
headquarters, Bombay.
Yes, we're just alone.
Yes.
They think that Los Angeles is our headquarters.
That is there for America.
You explain that.
The real headquarters here.
I think if one letter is given that we are purely Indian, that I am the Acharya, and they are simply being helping you, they are not connected.
That is a fact.
The actual fact is that would help if such a letter was given. Then on the basis of that, we can also go and shoot the thought. Or we can show that to the local people that this is... Because they keep thinking that we are coming on our own. Because you are outside traveling. They see us from, and they think, well, we are Indian.
Oh, yeah, that would be like a wedding dress. My name, Akar.
That is a stupidity. But it's from that one direct letter, short letter. Then if we have a copy, I'll show that to the CIT. There, that this Prabhupada is written to the Minister of Home. This is the answer to your question.
Then take that copy.
I'll make one, Jeff.
No, I have written already.
You've written already?
No. You go home, please.
I didn't get it. Did you get a letter for the home
minister? The home minister has given one letter.
I have that letter. I have that letter.
Ah.
We have it. Also, all over Bengal, people are appreciating. I went, when they go preaching in the small towns.
Wait, I'm coming to you.
Bhavananda Goswami, he is following very strictly the Chakra Master issue. He doesn't eat anything before sunrise.
The weather there is very nice because the monsoon is mild. And it's very nice, cool weather.
I have not been that impression. I'm not eating anything.
Yes, right.
This year, for the first 2 months, it was... What part of India is good during rainy season?
Huh?
Is there any part of India that's good during rainy season?
Vrindavan is not so bad.
I only know Bengal. They're not giving you.
Myself. What happened was, I applied last September, but now it's nearly 1 year. So they had sent my application from Mayapur to Calcutta, Vaidya Schooling, again back, again Vaidya Schooling into Delhi, then Delhi sent again back. I went and I asked the secretary, and then I found out that they had sent again back from Delhi, again back to Mayapur, and then reinvestigated me. At that time, they brought in some local people, and one investigator said that this guy, Pataka Swami, we have heard he's a very bad person. He beats the people. He said, no, we never heard such things. No, no, we have heard that very bad. In this way, by negative testing, they came and told me that for 2 hours, police is drilling three different people from Navadip and from Mayapur. In this way, no one said a bad.
Yeah. Amen, Bhavananda.
Now Bhavananda is more famous.
Yes. But now he's in the papers.
You got to tell him.
He's in the papers. So they don't like me anymore either.
That's it.
Because well, they always thought because I'm not so outspoken that Jai Pataka, we can get him to do as you like. But ultimately, I don't do anything for them either. So now they don't like me either. Bhavananda openly was against, and I was fast, I didn't say anything. But when they came to me, I also... Actually, I'm afraid. Mother Maharaj invited me to attend his program some festival day at his mosque. Huh? It was a 3-day program. He invited us for 1 day. But I was afraid to go. He might even poison me. Because they personally went to the... I may go... If not materially by poison, then spiritually by ear. One way or other, they have to give poison. So I didn't even want to go. I didn't go either. Of course, all those details we don't know. By the way, Chitta Maharaj is very sick. Chitta Maharaj is very sick. Oxygen. He can't breathe. He's on your bed with oxygen. Life and death any moment. Injection, oxygen, barely staying alive. One day better, one day worse. Now they say better, then again they say worse. In this way his life is going on. But they say that his brother, Sambhidananda, the barrister, and they've done a great to improve that. Now everyone is improved. Everyone is improved because of their example. That is what we simply need, and people, I saw the program so nicely, that people would simply come and work sincerely. They'll make spiritual advancement. They'll chant Hare Krishna. Very quickly they'll become Krishna conscious. So now we're seeing that we're demanding that sincere people come.
And they're not free. They have to see some of the great needs. Three hundred.
Bhavananda is strict.
No, he's very strict. Without working, no one can eat.
Yes. Not only what? Attending.
Yes, yes. So all of the children,
they attend all the Mangal Arati, evening Arati. They should also attend morning class. Mangal Arati, morning class.
But some of these men are workers, they're not.
Our broad messages are supplied by our.
The difficulty is right now we have 20,000 rupees worth of cloth in stock. That is all profit. We only 3,000 rupees in debt. But we have all these cloths. We have no customers.
What?
There's no customers. We have a huge stock. He sent a newsletter to get people to buy the cloth, if we have a huge stock of it.
No, you ask that.
Bhagavan.
So we are worried that now we're getting good men to join. They're doing good work.
I think you do have good men.
I could, they're saying, sometimes they say that the cloth you make is not what we like. But I tell them, if you make any cloth, you give us samples, you tell us, we'll make the new specifications. They don't.
No, because it's made according to European length. We've made it according to European length.
Up to now, we've been making according to the devotee's specifications. To make for Indian, we have to make a different type. We can also make Indian sari and other things. That'd be cheaper one. But previously we were making because we thought that all the foreign brands were
better.
But we are hearing that they are buying the cloth elsewhere.
Yeah, they're buying sometimes from other. Come back tomorrow.
Another thing we can discuss tomorrow.
How about chairs and dealers? Yes. And here there's more devotion.
Yeah, that's all set up. There were some other lighter matters that when I was traveling in my preaching, then last time in Mayapur, when the Haridas poor women offered, he mentioned to me that you like to that we develop all these holy spots. So just as a matter of convenience, whenever I was near any holy spot that you mentioned in the Prajna Sharanamita, I would go and just visit the place. So in my tour, one place I went to was very nice, and Tevite, he spontaneously, when I showed him all your work, he had offered me that he would like to give the temple to you. That temple is much, much more developed than Haridaspur. That's the temple of Mahesh Pandit.
Oh.
And that is the 17th branch of Gaur Nityananda. It's got the personal deities of Nithai Gaur that he used to worship. It's got a building worth about 50,000 rupees on it. A nice brand new Nath Mandir. This man is Sri Kesha Priya Brahmachari. He's a disciple of that Krishna Prem.
Oh.
That Nitya Nikshan. Or something.
Oh. He was, he talked personally with Bhakti Siddhanta, I heard, in Sanskrit, many years ago. He's a disciple. And
was Indian?
There was some, it's an unusual story, that man was a pilot in the World War, and he was flying over Himalayas or something, and he saw Krishna in his mind's eye or something, and then when he was shot down, he saw Krishna. And then when he landed, he searched out who he saw, and he came to Vrindavan or something and saw the deity of Krishna, and he became initiated at Radharaman Temple.
Radharaman.
And he had, just that there's guru story, now he only made a few disciples, and he always was chanting. Pandaji, he knew, I don't know so much about his guru, but I've heard a little bit that this foreigner became a guru or became a Vaishnava.
Nishan?
His previous name is Nishan. His initial name was Krishna Prem.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Krishna Prem.
He was in Almora.
Almora, yes. I don't know exactly where Almora is.
Almora is a hilly station. Himalaya. Almora on road from Lucknow.
So this Brahmachari is a disciple of him. But that therefore, I mean, he doesn't have any connection, so that he's no Sampradaya anymore. Because his guru has disappeared, and somehow he's got the seva. This is a deity there of Nithai Gaur. There's about 12 Shaligram Shilas also. And a little Rana Gopinath. This is all mentioned in your purport. It's only about 400 or 500 yards. I could read from it.
Huh?
I could read.
No, that's fine.
It's 400 or 500 yards from the Palpara railway station.
Oh.
It's the next station from Shaktaha, under Shaktaha police station.
Shaktaha? Shakta.
Shakta. That's where you take your, that mango orchard where you take your lunch. That's just the nearest place to Shakta. So when he was very pleased with all the work that you're doing, he's in Vrindavan now for Janmashtami. He hadn't been to Vrindavan for about 5 years, so he went to Vrindavan for darshan. He may be there even when you go. I'm not for sure if he's be there.
Do you have advice to see our son?
Yes, he'll definitely visit. I also gave him an introduction that if he goes, he should be received there. He's got where the present place where the deities are situated is on 4 katas of land. And apart from that, where the Mahesh Pandit's Samadhi is, he's got 3 digas of land. And that's right next to a 400-year-old temple.
The Shabda is to be, it is from Srirampur? No.
No, it's on this side of the game. It's on the eastern side of the game.
Oh,
there's another temple of Jagadish Pandit.
Yes.
That is run by Madhav Maharaj.
Oh.
That's in actual Chakta. And this is another mile or mile, 2 miles from Chakta. That Jagadish Pandit Mandir's got big Jagannath deity. And one stick with Jagadish Pandit carried the Jagannath deity from the Jagannath Puriga. But I saw both temples. They told me there that you should see this temple. Very lovable deity. And I went, and actually the deities were very beautiful. And very well kept. Just like in Madhumara's Mandir, underneath the Singhasan, they didn't wash, only in front. But this man, everything was neat and clean. It looked like a thriving, so more or less, medial thriving.
You will talk, possibly to the front, the traffic, but the immigration department will guide you. That is the reason. And we don't have many Indians. Need to say. Otherwise, you can take all these important lesson.
Also, last time when I was in Calcutta and I saw Tarun Kanti Ghosh, then he mentioned to me again that the people from Panihati, this time that they had reached a decision that they wanted to give us the seva of the Raghava Pandit's house. That's very important. But that's in dilapidated state.
You see, the prayer.
In the letter of the Home Minister where he said that every disciple can stay for 2 years, possibly if he allowed that in every center, if a minimum of a few people could stay for citizenship, then that might ordinary by rotation, and three or two or three or four permanent by citizen, if he allowed to stay, then that would solve the problem.
Yes, that's me.
Not too many.
Not too many. You say at least five.
Five. There's all others on rotation.
Then there is money, and if they allow 2 years, that's all right. One divide comes, another four, and that is good.
But because some that are acclimatized, it is difficult for training up. Some few people should are better to stay there. They are trained up on that basis. I think with Mr. Putnaik and others that because he also wants that a recent development, that they can understand that it is important to have one or two people that are known people stay there. If every 2 years it changes, that is
different. Yeah, Govinda, I think he's doing the next.
He's doing nicely, Bhuvana.
Yes. He has already two cottages.
Of course, I didn't see myself. I heard he's got a few cottages. Three, four cottages.
Gagamuni and Sin?
Yes, I think Gagamuni is Sin. Gagamuni is giving him some help. He printed one of his books, and he gives him sometimes some books and help. He's fixed up that Gagamuni.
That's nice. Let him translate in Orissa, if possible in Hindi. He knows Hindi.
This
give him two devotees, then he will himself.
I think he has got two or three devotees. This man himself is a pretty capable worker. He's similar like Prabhu Swarup, only a little older, a little more mature. He's about 45 or so. As I say, he's been able to collect about, what I can see, about 50,000 rupees for one knot mantra. So he's already, and he has a couple thousand people. I heard from the Gaudiya Math, they say they have big utsavs there. Every year 2,000-3,000 people come.
Yes.
So he's a capable
manager
in his own life. He wanted to meet you.
So let us cooperate. He takes it. And he is there. In the meantime, our mind may be cleaned up.
He's invited us to come. He has some festival coming. Then we can just go and then keep a good relationship.
Oh, yes.
The main one is in December.
Our difficulty is this communication. If he can manage this, then all such places he can take. There is no question. The only thing is the government is begging on us to go, and it means 10,000 rupees. Unnecessary. If that 10,000 rupees was invested in developing the center, much improvement could be done. But yes, gagging. They are dreaming, CIA.
When I go back, I'll see this Raghava Pandit because there, the MLA, he himself wants it because that's a very important place. and it's going bad.
And then MLA can help us to get some citizens.
With MLA and with Karan Santigo,
yeah.
We can use them for pushing because they're personally interested.
Yeah.
They'll be able to help.
You can bring so many men and keep everyone in charge of such places and keep them running. There is no scarcity.
Yes.
But the difficulty is, as soon as you start it, the irrigation, go out. We say the MLA and the government country, this is our difficulty. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. We can take all the charge and develop them very nicely. So, if one man is kept in charge, and after a few months he's advised to go out, then all his training goes to hell, and we have to spend another 10,000 rupees. This is difficult. But we are not a single case there is that we have taken any part in politics. So, give us some facility, we take charge of everything. To tell them that I tell them it's bad, that there is no scarcity of money, you can bring money for America and Canada. There is no difficulty at all. The difficulty we need is you can say that no one has put this philosophy on the Pungu Nath. Blind and dependent on this. Blind and blind and lame. One man is blind, another man is dead. Both of them are useless. But when they combine, the blind man takes the lame man on his shoulder, and the lame man gives direction to the blind man, go this way, go this way. And he walks. So both of them are very different. So America has got money, but blind. And India has got culture, but lame. So let us come. Then things will be done very nice. Anna Bangunya. Just like I am the same man. I find it difficult to start this new thing in India. Very, very difficult. With great hardship I published 3 books. But as soon as I learn America, the Anga Pungun man becomes successful. So this is the problem. So, instead of becoming envious, some quality of we have nothing to do. To the America, unnecessary thinking that she has here. Let American money and India's culture combined together. And the whole world will be and he has had enough money they can spend. Yeah, either they give me as a prize from my book or anything. Money is there. Like an Indian culture. So Indian culture, Vedic culture, Bhagavad Gita culture, pushed through American money. The whole world is convinced. Not the question of India and America. The culture of Mumbai. The benefit of the whole world. Living in the ashram of Mumbai. The culture. The culture of Mahaprabhu Mumbai. Aiming to live in the ashram of others. So, Kurumba will live as such a devotee of the culture of Mahaprabhu. One thing. Why don't you help us? Your family is your Lord Chaitanya. and with his spreading Chaitanya of vision, he should give up everything and die this moment. If you are actually devotee of Chaitanya. And Prabhupada says he knows that he will have. He wants the Chaitanya movement to spread all over. Prabhupada is having. So, let us go into that, why we should unnecessarily be biased America and India. Let us dance together and spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all what we have, everyone is such a nice. India will be glorified, America will be glorified. If we need 10 years, we are not so much prepared. If we walk continually, for what? So those who are offering, help us, let us be. If anyone wants some property, he should take it. He said, there is already building for 55, so that's the property. So in their offering to get it. These are the spiritual. And that's for the last of history.
Yes.
Vena is nearby. 2 miles.
Two miles.
Yes.
Two miles. That's been Haridas for since time of Washington. For many years. By 400, right from the time of Washington, they've been calling that. They say there's no doubt that Haridas Thakur came that way.
That must be. He did 2 3 miles. You are the person belonging to Ganapur. So 2 3 miles around me, you must have. And if you can establish good relationship with Pakistan, Bangladesh, then our whole person is us. Go there, sit on Britain and come here. All these motors are strong.
I don't want to sell them, you know, because it's a great hardship to bring them.
Oh, yes.
Why we should sell them? They are so useful. They have done so much work already.
Now in this photograph, it will be an important item for anyone. You have spent concentration deeply on account of the modern transport factories. Take it as favorable. Anukulina Krishna and Sudanum. Anukul. Favorable. Isn't that we have done with all these material? That is not the Guru Sangha. Problem Sikhaya Rudya. What is Hamadhi? This car can be used for today. This consciousness, very subconscious. That is not intelligence. Some contents. Rahunchikapayabhya, Puri Zamman Devotee, things which is in the service of the Lord. If you think it is material, that is not Bhagavad Gita. That is not enough. That is true.
When I was traveling in Burdwan, there we saw the big palace of Maharaj of Burdwan.
Yeah.
Gigantic. He had given that to the university. Then we did a kirtan at his, he has one temple of Varahakanta. There's a present Acharya, is about a 22-year-old boy. He's in a Sampradaya in Barkaswami. He doesn't know anything about, very much about spiritual life, although he's following the tradition. The vast, that building is vast. I can't explain to you how big that is. It's like at least 5 times bigger than ours in all ways.
Huh?
Than our building, 5 times bigger in length, and it's a huge compound. He has got much land in the name of the deity. So he's becoming a member because he wants to read your book to understand about Lord Chaitanya and spirit.
Now, for making member, it is very clear so that all people can take care of books. It's a great help.
Yeah, that's on my form. I've already printed.
Finally, today
we give 5.
You return this, you take another. When you finish that, finish it.
What we've been doing with members in Calcutta, members who want more of the books, they sign the standing order. And they pay us for the books every month. One book a month, and they pay. And they sign the standing order. So we have taken many personal standing orders.
Yes.
We have one boy, Santosh, he goes door to door meeting Bengali men, and they are signing standing orders and taking Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He has already done 4 standing orders in about 10
Bengali,
days.
Bengali?
Yes, only to Bengalis, because it's in their language they can read. Yeah. But Bengalis, they can appreciate more Chaitanya.
I tell the members that you won't get any Bhagavatam because there's too many.
No, why not? If he reads, it is very easy. Suppose I didn't have books to become a member. So you read it. Take another 5 books. These 5 books I can give to another. In this way, you can manage. There is no misunderstanding. We give you books for reading, not for selling. Not that I've given money now, so many books that we send and get return as much money as possible. Then you can make it like that.
Because they're paying 2,222 rupees. If they only give them 5 books on exchange, I don't think they'll be satisfied.
What
is this? Now we're giving them the book. He told them you can't have any books.
What is the cause of dissatisfaction? You take the books for reading. You finish it, and again he gives 5 books. He takes back and gives you an exchange. So actually we give them 5 books for good. That is the best. 5 books for 50 rupees, that 100, 200 rupees.
But they're giving 2,000.
That's all right.
So that's for membership.
Yeah.
The benefits
of
books. Sometimes they stay in our members,
we pay for their prasadam. And 3 days, please, books. In this way, things should be clear so that in future they can ask, complain, as they are doing, somebody is coming. You have the only refuse to leave here forever. Some ladies came like that.
Yeah, I know. I met that lady.
They take it at much time. So they got books and leave forever. There is no child. That misunderstanding.
So now we say they can live forever, but as we live.
Yeah, that's all.
Then they
that works.
Not that they will get special privilege of as hotel. So they must live right.
They want three hotels.
Yes. Yeah.
And they want three.
Sometimes old man who's got some money.
Oh, old man is different.
He wants to live and he's too weak to do anything.
But that's why let him purchase one room. Let him leave her, right, he can leave, and then give them to us. Please.
Purchase one room?
Yes.
Give 10,000?
No, this is half length. And we now only have 76.
So those rooms have attached there.
The lower room
has no attached there.
No, I mean to say, denied. But anyway, whatever money is fixed up, let him pray, live in his room, scuffled as this, having given him to do that. But he must have paid with other trees and lose in the room. There is no.
No thing on it.
Huh?
All the rules he should follow.
Yeah.
And the person.
Old man cannot follow. Still, this isn't real.
What about tea?
He can't have any cost.
That's the old men, they are addicted to the tea.
No, what's any old men, they can have to do
nothing. We'll promise them cow's milk.
That's nice.
Pure cow's milk.
You can have this tea, you can't be. This is me. That is many things here. Now, that might be to be clearly defined for that seminar to be somebody else.
We're not having trouble now.
Yes.
Because we printed a new form. Mm-hmm. And generally when members come, they always donate more. So we give them one book.
Yes.
They always donate. I visited 100 members. And all of those old members, they gave another 1,000.
Yes, they did.
They'll give if you treat them nicely. And I gave them one book, and they're satisfied.
Any person who has money to receive, so many places there are from them. Land.
There's another man who wants to give a big property. When you come to Calcutta, he wants to see you.
He's in Calcutta?
No, it's in Rajasthan.
Oh.
It's a palace, which he's not using. And he met you in Bombay. He also visited our centers in Paris and New York.
Oh.
He's a Marwari man, very rich. Very nice. He's also donated good sums to the society. Now he wants to meet you, and he wants someone to go there. So I told him we will go and look at it. It's in Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, right.
It's near Bikaner.
Oh.
It's with agricultural land and a big house. They said they spent about 15 lakhs on it. Marble house. The family is not using it. They have no use. We're getting a lot of offers.
Yes.
But because of Mayapur, I have not taken them very seriously, because we already have huge affair in Mayapur. But if you like, we can see.
Some property is upper. We should take it. Everything. And washcloth. Somebody offers you a very nice washcloth to me and some rubber to drink to me. Yeah? You can utilize this property by generating persons. They are walking outside Krishna consciousness. They become weak, they are insulin. So where does he decide?
In Calcutta. His businesses are there. He's a wealthy man, very nice man. And
Where does he live?
He lives in Borobudur. His name is Mr. Buwaka. Here.
This combination of rich man, poor man, or the same on the Kundalini man. Both are now useless, separate. And when they combine, in this Natasha's man, they are all useless. Very good example. And there is another example that a Krishna, where is funny, got it. Krishna Bambu, right? And a Krishna was king, you know, but one gentleman, correct, he nicely trained him. The outer post and took the bamboo and nicely cut it and joined the string in this sitar. Ding, ding, ding. It is an intelligent person who joins all these things and makes it very useful. That is the bamboo. I don't know, easy. And a small piece of wear, easy. And the pronouns for skin, easy. And if you can join them together, the clean thing. Really, on the communion man. Here is the name man, here is the brain. All right, combine this. And use them. That is why Sakarmanatama Bhakta Sanghuddhi. This, that does not change. It is where it remains where. That when it is karma, it is. They are separately planning useless. Let them combine together in this consciousness, all these planets.
You're all useless in the West, but you have come and then engaged us.
This is not there. Now what do you do? I was also useless. I could not do anything. I don't. Anything. This is, again, this example. Too useless makes it useful. Intelligence alone cannot work. Money is required. One man was chatting, he has no intelligence. So he said, yes, the searching is. So why you are searching? Yes. Then here is intelligence, here is money. Then my intelligence can work. So you are searching? Yes. Then I have got intelligence. Simple intelligence. In industry also. Land, river, capital, or capital. Simple capital is not there. Simple organization is not there. And they have very good plan for organization, but you get no money. So both things. Land, river, capital. Yes. Minister government is inclined to
and do good. And he is bound up by others, willing. They are applying the money. He is willing to call on the minister if I can convince him. And sometimes the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, Jagya to come. Everyone is for me. So, for me is a village, cultivators, all big men in lecture. They are going to Tirupati, whatever they can, spare their office. That is Jagya. If this money is taken and again it is brought into Kurmi, then it is missing. Kurmi is giving us, just that people are giving us money. They are Kurmi. But because they are giving us animal escape, taking us to Krishna, so the money is fully utilized. Is this money again taken and again to be coordinated?
Without any spiritual work.
Then, this purpose is that, but one is misleading. It becomes true.
The man who gives his purpose to serve.
This purpose is that.
The man who takes the money is.
He needs to be punished. He's misleading. Suppose, in our Krishna consciousness moment, somebody gives us money. He is giving good faith. That is a very good organization. But if I misspend that money, then I understand. But I will understand. His business is Krishna knows that he has given his hard earned money for spending Krishna consciousness. If I take that money, let's start doing Krishna consciousness. If I use it for my friends' benefit, then I will respond. What is the use of Krishna's money to use in this world? But outside the parts of the world, let this money be utilized for spreading the glory of Krishna. But they do not become like Krishna. All these so-called Bhagavad Gita desires, they want to kill Krishna.
The Calcutta plan that you had, it is still under consideration. At first, the Calcutta Corporation refused, but then Abhiram Acharya, the Minister of Municipal Affairs, Mukherjee, he said, "No, I want this, but there's still a problem. They have to allow a monument." But they don't want the deity. They'll allow us to build a monument for Bhaktivedanta Swami. No deity.
What happened?
Then take this one. All right, we'll not be here. We shall hold it. Nothing flexible. What is that? In the park this will come. And we decorate the whole hall with
later on, maybe we can put deity. They, once it's built, they cannot tell us to get out.
That's what Mr. Chaudhary said. He said, you can take, and once a week you bring deity and put in, other times you just do kirtan.
Yes, yes.
1 week it stays 1 week.
It takes the deity.
And then stays 1 month.
Around the park. And then into the hall for 2 hours. And then they go.
Yes.
And we are inviting everyone. We are not a speaker. Anyone can come to the park. Convince him.
He is finished.
Come on. Take prasadam. Send him. Stay. Then hungry.
Yes.
Excellent. Then hungry. Worldly pay. Then it can be. What? The travel coming. They are taking all the coffee. And they are enjoying life in wine and all that. Naturally, the water will see that we are what we are. And they are making coffee and they are enjoying and not leaving in their nice house, this ground. Naturally, they are doing this. If you can study, spend the money, but it's not hard for them. You need an empty factory. They hold festivals and give them details like
everything. We tell them that if you give your Krishna tax, this will save you from the income tax.
Yes.
That they are raiding because you are hoarding. But if you give
the next generations, that you also want to hold us. Let them hold festivals every Sunday as we go. And we shall go and have two towns. And some must be. It is very satisfying. And this time, because you income tax, let us spend a week. Funding?
At the factories. At a weekly food seller. They feed all the workers, will prepare the prasad, offer to the deity, and feed to all their workers.
Being satisfied.
Presently, the building you're in now is unbearable as far as living.
Right.
Well, it is an old building. Water supply is very bad.
So you cannot
live in a rotten building.
Cannot be rotten.
No. And the landlord won't allow you to.
What?
He wants us to get us out.
That's all right.
But he won't allow any repair. You have to have his permission to get repair. If you don't get landlord's permission, then you cannot repair. You're forced to live in a slum.
You request permission of the landlord. He did.
No, no. Even if he doesn't, any
construction.
No, we have.
I'm feeling the convenience. I cannot do it.
No. No, then you have to go to the court, and that takes 10 years. Just like he's in the court for 5 years now. He is not taking our rent. We are
then let us repair. Let him go to the court. By repairing, we have broken the law. So let him go to the court. The same logic.
Actually, Aviram, also the facilities for living there is only good for 5 or 6 persons. Otherwise, it is not good. So, they want to get a building.
What happened to the corner?
So that is still there.
That's why they don't put questions there.
So which corner one? The one right across?
Yes, left corner.
Oh, but that's even worse condition than what we have.
No, we're ready to prepare. Nice temple.
And he went to see that man. That man he doesn't want to sell. He's one of these Marwaris who's very miser. He himself lives in a slum.
But right now, Aryan hasn't found him.
No, I just found him. So they're thinking, they want to get...
I'm thinking that Lakshmi will be... Now, there are many flats.
Yeah, now, we have one flat that we are renting.
Not renting, what says?
Well, the only thing is, with these flats in Calcutta, they are so mismanaged, these loose places.
they become a slum in 2 months. It's not in Bombay the flats are managed nicely. In Calcutta, when they build a new one, within 2 months the whole thing is filthy, dirty. The elevators don't work. It's not worth purchasing a flat. Yes, I have one now. I'm renting. It's on the 12th floor, and the members of our traveling party stay there. See, there's nice water and so many things. But the building is so mismanaged. Who wants to stay there more than a year? We need our own place. Then we can keep it clean and nice. Well, there's buildings that we can get. In Ballygunge, we have some offers. That's if this park doesn't come through.
Huh?
If the park does not come through, then
yes,
we can... Yeah, we'll try for the park.
Best
place. Yeah.
I personally went with Adiram to see the minister. And the minister didn't give any stipulation. He was only for the project. His only reservation was that he said, first of all, politically he doesn't know about our society. If the government home department says that it's all right, as far as the program is, the program, the plan that was given, he totally accepts it as it is. That's when I saw him. Since then, Adiram is not seen. And but the people in the corporation, they have refused it without his sanction. And they have written that the minister said he does not want it. When we took that, we showed that to the minister. He said, this is completely wrong. He said, no. There is some misunderstanding. And then he said, you write me a letter that there's a misunderstanding and I will take care of it.
Oh, but he wrote the letter. And now they forward that letter back to the Calcutta Corporation without a letter from the minister. He went back there and just told me. So it's back again to the same guys. And, you know, of course, I don't know what letter he has written, but he would, the officers would not tell us anything. Anyway, we'll try our best.
I'm afraid that he's putting putting dead in.
I have never gone inside. I have heard it is simply old English armor.
Yeah.
And some sort.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the marble is turning black. It's all green.
How we can afford to maintain such a good one? Oh, we can. All day.
We can utilize the property. You know?
And we'll have British pujari. The glory of Queen Victoria.
That is real Victoria.
That is the Putra.
Great grandson. Putra is. Putra was a head or seven.
No, but to live from hell.
Yeah.
If she gets
oh, yeah.
The child.
Kum nama prabhu.
After her disappearance,
huh?
After her death.
Yeah. them. Lord Rajan, one day, the king of India, from the family of the king. But the parliament did not want that these men can make India's home. Then we got a team in India. And guys, America, these men, as they make America their home, they declare it. Australia. At last, make it home. Then the morning test will be in India. What is that? What is it? Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. What? Everyone came from England.
Man, why you declare war against me?
Francis was in America,
Monday. Huh? Yes, naturally. As soon as you met home, your interest will be at home. That was their policy. In those days, no Englishman was allowed to purchase property in India. All his income money should go to India. Mohammedan Mughals, they made their home in India. Therefore, they stayed for 800 years. They would not have gone. The Indians did not like to finish the Mohammedan kingdom, no? It is the English man, they penetrated and finished it. Not the Indians. Indians are not against the Mohammedans. What's going on? Little bit discrepancies were there, especially during the time of Aurangzeb. He had big of Mohammedan. He hated the Hindus. Not hated, but he was a big of Mohammedan. He did not hate. That was not his fault. Aurangzeb gave many contributions to the Vrindavan temple. Yes. And Aurangzeb's grandfather, Jahangir, he gave many temples to many travelers. There is not delay. Just opposite Vrindavan, this is that, Jahangirpura. This village was given to a Brahmin from the income. He was maintaining a temple. And Aurangzeb, you know, Srinivas Goswami. They will be happy to move in.
No. Take them.
The Indians did not like the nominal network. However, when Rahusala was arrested by flight, the Bengali Jamunas, they protested. Rami Bhavani, he protested. Although it is alleged that Siddharthullah kidnapped her daughter, but if Siddharthullah kidnapped her daughter, how he supported Siddharthullah? There is some falsehood. On the whole, the Indian Miller plan to drive her in. You are happy. You got a nice pleasure. All these mothers made their home in India. What about marriage they are spending that are coming to India? In Kalidas, various men, now they are accepting heaven. He has garment of the Nawab, and he stolen one thing, which was rejected jewel. I selling them jewel, he did everything. So, although they are using jewel food, but it was in India. He was satisfied that I am Nawab. I'm using jail food. But the jail food was in India. And these men, they are taking out all the jail food from the wall. Keeping them in jail. All gold, jail food.
Yeah. Sometimes when they build old houses, the Maoris, they have inherited all of these people, now they have it all. In the old green houses, many small warriors have taken over and have inherited all of these treasures of the British.
Oh.
Many antiques.
Yes, anyway. If I get something from you, in this room, and I should be somewhere in this room, and when the device either is you or I is me, that was my experience, monumental. But these people, they took out from the room. So India became poverty.
Locally, that bank that opened there, they... That bank is worthless. They don't know anything about banking. They're farmers.
Forget it. Any bank like Central Bank or...
Or
United, the bank. Yeah, and they're asking 10 lakhs for deposit.
5 lakhs. They'll give interest. They'd like a 6 lakhs.
Who believes that?
Hmm?
No, but I don't trust that day because they already tried to check 50,000 rupees. Because police forget that.
They didn't have my signature.
It doesn't matter though.
No banquet, no banquet. Without signature.
They are not.
This
is a small cultivator's shop.
I wouldn't trust a small bank. At any time they can lose. They only have three or four
banks. They're backed by the
Reserve
Bank.
Doesn't matter. Better to get
you
a big
bank. No big bank. What big
banks will go to? We're going to deposit 5 lakhs on the business. That is not possible.
Yeah, that's all right. But as far as the bank goes, it's
that's all right. We can go on. We can
do it.
We cannot deposit.
If a big, any bank that goes there, they'll want to deposit. Does a big bank go to deposit?
Yes. We can deposit. And that, what do you do? Money and value will be decreasing. Very.
Who gets it?
Yes, he can deposit as well. Now, it is between value and price and purchasing power of money is decreased. Now what you can purchase is 3 5 lakhs and say, after 5 years you will get 10 lakhs. So your money is decreased. And if you invest that money in land, after 5 years it will increase to 2 lakhs.
Yes.
So I see
the farmers don't keep their money in the bank.
Huh?
Farmers don't keep their money in the bank. The government is trying to force the farmers to keep their money in the bank. The farmers don't want to do it.
Farmers' policy is that they got money to purchase.
Yes.
Therefore, they're making finish. One policy. Farmers, as soon as they get some money, they want to invest in the land. But they're feeling, if they cannot invest money in the land, they will go to the bank. And as soon as they keep money in the bank, it will be different. All over the world. Because it is not money actually. It is paper. City. Real money is gold. But they will not allow the paper to go. The whole policy is this year. If I purchase gold, yes. 5 lakhs per day. Then, it is real money, and after 5 years, I can sell it. Similar. That is what. That's why my policy is whatever money is there spent. Don't think. And put it through. This is the best. Who is that? All building. No, no. No need of. You stop keeping money and take interest. You print books and love the books. That's right. All in touch with them, and put it in. But if you stop money, then there will be no preaching.
Then you print books, and you have to sell the books.
And that is true. Never mind, I was Indian, English. in book and keep it in stock.
And gradually you will come. Then we will preach. Otherwise, if we put it in...
50% of my books will on 50% must be spent for printing. And 50% for building. No money. Don't give any account.
Then the government will never get envious because there's nothing there.
And I'm proud to keep how many accounts and auditors and unlaunched. Unnecessary. As soon as they collect and invest in money, in some building, I invest in the government. Follow these policies. I'm very much here. I've got money here and there, but I want to spend it in this. So that's what I'm advising. Take this. To them invest in innovating them, in developing them. Spend money, don't keep.
I'll tell them our policy is changed. We don't keep any more money in 60 bucks because it's a losing bargain.
Yes. Actually, it is losing. Every day, the price gets a little price of rice and
up
and
down.
When it goes up, it does not come down. Dinner. Oh, this is a practical example. 2 months ago, the passing is 2 rupees, now 3.80. So, what is the value of the money?
So, if we invest in books, just like this little pamphlet I printed, it cost me 50 paisa. If we sell it in 1 month,
yes,
then we will get 50 paisa profit. We will make double
that
our investment.
That was nice.
Yes.
So, in this way, invest in books and net. You don't want to keep that.
And if they want to keep branch or not, that's up to them.
Huh?
We can't give them any money. If they want to keep branch or not, that's up to them.
That's still up to them. We'll if they keep branch, they can tell that.
We will tell them frankly that for us to invest in books is more profitable. Because after 1 month, we get more.
We cannot keep money. Without any. They will get interest. What that interest? He said, we have printed 50 times and selling 100 times. That much interest for
100.
They will give almost 10%. 10% per annum, not even 1% in a month.
Your books will be our bank.
We have got business, right? Shall I keep in the bank? This is fine. If your money is idle, we can spend it in our books, in our houses and land, in our cash and debt. We will have money.
Yesterday, what happened? Thank you.